Well, I went to the psalm for today. In fact, the last few psalms. And I thought, no, we're not quite there. It's a beautiful set of psalms. And I thought, you know, the book that we're reading through this year, The New Living, and it's organized by day, that's sold all over the world. It's not just sold here in the United States of America, sold all over the world. And I thought, these psalms couldn't be more perfect for those reading them in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, in all the hot spots, the places where Christians are being martyred and tortured. I mean, for them to wake up and read Psalm 60 this morning, my goodness, what a blessing to them. Because it talks about enemies and it talks about only trusting in the Lord, and our help is coming from Him and our deliverance is coming from Him. And I thought, how beautiful. Don't be so selfish just to have a USA picture this morning, but get a bigger picture, Pastor Sherry. It means that God is indeed ministering to His people all over the world as they read Psalm 60 this morning. But I went to the New Testament for us, for this congregation this morning. And I went to Galatians 2:20. It's in the reading for today. And from the New Living, it says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Well, that was New Living, and that was good. And does it resonate with your soul, huh?
Sure.
It's truth, isn't it? The Spirit gives witness to our spirit that this is the Word of God, and it's meant for us. So I went to the Message. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with Him. Indeed, I've been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion, and I'm no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. My gracious, he took that little tiny verse and he really made a paragraph out of it, didn't he, huh? Amen. Peterson wanted to get the point across. The point is, we're not living for ourselves. We're not living to impress people. We're living because letting the life of Christ flow through us is absolutely freeing. Amen. But the old King James says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." How many of you are happy this morning that He did love you and that He gave himself for you? Amen? And then we can kind of, I just see a picture of somebody just kind of resting, just falling backwards into His arms. Okay, Jesus, live through me. Live, I give up. Live through me. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the King James. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."